And let's see how people are reacting on social media to this showdown in the House Judiciary Committee. Femi Okay is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, and she joins us now because it's Friday, and that's what we do on Friday. Hey, Femi.
Hi there, Peter.
So as we just heard from Tanya and Claudia, the impeachment vote moves to the House. There was this lengthy hearing yesterday, and I know a lot of people, myself included, spent as much time watching it unfold on Twitter as on TV. What did you see?
Of course. And now you can do that, and there's the live hearing there on your phone or on your laptop, so you can tweet and you can comment at the same time, as if we need to spend more time on social media. I felt like what we were seeing yesterday was digging into the positions. It was almost like an informal man on the street or man on Twitter poll and woman on Twitter poll about where the country falls, certainly the country that's online, and how they feel about President Trump and impeachment. No nuance there really at all, and people commenting about how long the hearing actually was. Wow. How long did it go on for?
All day.
Jeremy Hobson, who you may know, hosting 14.5 hours of coverage yesterday was a little like taking that new Qantas flight to Australia, except at the end of it, you haven't seen two sunrises and you're still in Washington.
Yeah. And yes, exactly. And you're also feeling a little hungover and jet lagged as well.
That's a lot. But people didn't jump off social. They were still there. They were sticking with it right through to the end.
One of the things that people on social media were talking a lot about was this.
Mr. Chairman, I move to strike the last word.
Move to strike the last word.
Mr. Shabbat.
To strike the last word.
To strike the last word.
Strike the last word. I had to look it up. What did you see?
Well, it's an amendment in congressional hearings, so you can debate an amendment for 10 minutes. So 10 minutes, 5 minutes for, 5 minutes against. But it's a very sneaky way of extending the debate. If you want to add a little extra something on, you say strike the last word, and then you can continue debating. People on Twitter and online were actually saying, what does this mean? Auburn Kim came up with a beautiful description. She says it's when you're offering an amendment to an amendment under debate, you get your own 5 minutes to speak. They never even have to submit a real amendment. By verbally saying this as a formality gives them an extra 5 minutes. So it's just like, I need more time.
Just a chance to talk.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then people were turning it into a drinking game, obviously.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because every 30 seconds or 5 minutes you were drinking.
Yeah. Your liver would be in trouble.
another story that we're watching, the disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein reached a tentative deal this week, $25 million with dozens of his sexual misconduct accusers. Now, if a judge approves this deal and all the parties agree, Weinstein would not have to admit to any wrongdoing or even pay out of his own pocket. Instead, the insurance companies pay that are representing his former studio. From what I could tell, a lot of his accusers are not pleased with this. How is social responding?
I'm really disappointed, and of course I don't need to remind you that a lot of the Me Too movement came from social people sharing, talking, and expecting there to be justice, because so many people actually said, this happened to me too. Lisa Dean, for instance, when she realized that none of the money will come out of Weinstein's own pocket, she says, I don't like this. Barbara Malmert, not enough, me too. And a couple of commenters online were noticing that when Harvey Weinstein was going to court today, this week, he was walking with a walker.
Right.
And they were commenting on the way he looked and then compared it to the way Bill Cosby looked when he was also facing his accusers. And there was some skepticism as to, does he really need a walker? Is he acting? Is he playing a part here? So no empathy for him whatsoever. A lot of anger, feeling that he may well escape justice just by spending all of this money and paying the accusers without saying, I did anything wrong.
Okay, so that is a serious story that we're going to keep an eye on. Finally, I want to ask you about Google. It is out with its top search trends for 2019. This is always kind of fun to listen to or take a look at. Here's a song that topped the list.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't.
I guess people have heard that song, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. What else was popular in 2019?
Well, these are all the top trends for what people search for the most in the year around the world. So for news, it was Hurricane Dorian. For actors, Jussie Smollett, right at the top there. For babies, what cute baby do you think might be at the top?
Yoda.
Baby Yoda. And fashion styles, camp style, and diets, well, the intermittent fasting diet. If you want to find out what was trending the most in the world this year, go to Google Trends and they will tell you.
Femi Okay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Thank you.
You're welcome.